This is the voice of America's Sonny Young. Thanks for tuning in this evening.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports, right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Music is played at stadiums and sports arenas here in the USA, in Africa, and all over the world. And in this special edition of the Sunny Side of Sports, we spotlight some of the music that's helped inspire fans and athletes alike, including yours truly. The following two songs, We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions, were released in 1977 by the British rock band Queen. The two songs have always been paired together and were performed together in concert by the band as a triumphant show closer. I was in high school when the songs came out, and at our gymnasium, we used to play We Will Rock You at basketball games. When I was in the layup line for the Trape Academy Rangers, I always felt like I could jump just a little higher when the song was blaring through those tinny gym speakers. Here's Queen with We Will Rock You, followed by We Are the Champions.
Your big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, you're gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, your big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We are the champions, my friends.
that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses.
We Are the Champions and We Will Rock You by the British rock band Queen. Queen's flamboyant lead singer Freddie Mercury died of AIDS in 1991. Surviving members of Queen have continued to perform the band's big hits over the years. I was lucky enough to be in London on August 12, 2012, at the closing ceremony of the Olympics. Queen guitarist Brian May and Queen drummer Roger Taylor were joined by English singer Jessie J for a rousing rendition of We Will Rock You. Their performance at London's Olympic Stadium opened with a special remastered video clip of Freddie Mercury on stage. This next song was released in 1969. Paul Leyka, Gary DiCarlo, and Dale Frashuer recorded it under a then-fictitious band they called Steam. The song has since been played at many sporting events here in the United States, especially when victory is at hand. Here's Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye.
We'll be right back.
That's the band Steam with their hit song, Na Na Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye.
VOA!
I'm VOA Sonny Young with a special edition of the Sunny Side of Sports, spotlighting some music that's often associated with sports.
The Voice of America.
VOA.
Booker T and the MGs released the next song, Green Onions, in 1962. It has since been used extensively in radio, television, film, and advertising. Here's Booker T and the MGs with Green Onions. That's Booker T and the MGs with their hit song, Green Onions. When South Africa hosted the 2010 World Cup tournament, a lot of music was released to help celebrate football's premier event coming to Africa for the first time. Ugandan singer George Okudi and Cameroonian songstress Josephine Atanga joined together for a World Cup song called Celebrate Africa. Let's give it a listen.
Land of Africa, a beautiful people united in a rainbow color, a people with a culture that never grows weary.
So let us be united as the children of Mother Africa.
That's Ugandan singer George Okudi and Cameroonian songstress Josephine Atanga with their World Cup song, Celebrate Africa. And we wrap up this special musical Sunny Side of Sports with another 2010 World Cup song. Here's Somalia-born singer Kanaan and Waving Flag.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh.
Born to a throne, stronger than Rome, but violent prone, poor people's own. But it's my home, all I have known, where I got grown, streets we would roam. Out of the darkness, I came the farthest, among the accept no defeat, surrender, retreat.
So we struggling,
fighting to eat,
and we wondering
when we'll be free. So we patiently wait for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say,
when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh.
people, I heard them say, love is the way, love is the answer, that's what they say. But look how they treat us, make us believers, we fight their battles, then they deceive us. Try to control us, they couldn't hold us, cause we just move forward like buffalo soldiers.
But we struggling,
fighting to eat,
and we wondering,
when we'll be free.
So we patiently wait for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say, when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, through the U.S. government's Feed the Future initiative, launched the National Seed Trade Association of Ghana, known as NASTAG, in collaboration with Ghana's Ministry of Food and Agriculture and other development partners. NASTAG is a partnership between producers, traders, government institutions, and processors in the seed industry. The association aims to spur private sector investment and promote the use of high-quality certified seed. In attendance were USAID Ghana Agriculture Team Leader Jenna Tachman and Deputy Minister of Agriculture Honorable Dr. Sagre Bambanji, who highlighted the importance of growing Ghana's seed industry to build a food-secure future. At the August event in Accra, seven new executive council members of the association were inducted into office to grow the competitiveness of Ghana's seed industry. The executive council will work to strengthen the business and technical skills of its members, promote collaboration between seed value chain actors, and advocate on regulations, standardization, and the provision of general seed information to all stakeholders. The government of Ghana has prioritized seed as a pillar in its flagship agriculture program, Planting for Food and Jobs, and NASTAG will play a leading role in its implementation. In Ghana, promoting the growth of the seed industry and ensuring access to quality certified seed has the potential to boost agricultural productivity as well as enhance food and nutrition security in the country. In Ghana, Feed the Future works to enhance agricultural productivity, links farmers to market and trade opportunities, and boosts the nutrition of the most vulnerable populations. USAID and its Feed the Future partners support NASTAG with strategic planning, technical assistance, and increasing access to quality seeds for Ghanaian farmers. We believe improving the seed sector is crucial to Ghana's economic growth. Developing Ghana's seed sector is a top priority for USAID and its partners, and today's launch is a milestone for the sector's growth, remarked Mrs. Tachman. NASTAG is a critical and necessary organization to develop Ghana's seed sector.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Hello, I'm Lee Normudu, host of Health Chat. Join us this Tuesday as we take a look at nutrient deficiency with Karen Howard, Executive Director of the Organic and Natural Health Association. For your questions, email us at healthchat@voanews.com. You can also reach us by phone to leave a message or to participate in the program. We will call you back. Dial the international code for the United States, then dial 202-205-9942. The country code is 1. Dial 45 after you hear the station ID. For listeners to call during the show, our telephone number is 202-691-3111. Health Chat this Tuesday at 1730 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Hey there, this is Shauna Renee, the lady DJ and host of Soul Lounge. Every Sunday at 1400 UTC, I choose an artist that you and I love, and we break down their entire career while listening to their biggest hits. That's what we do here on the Soul Lounge. Once again, every Sunday, 1400 UTC, right here.
Hi, I'm Susan Yawkey of VOA's International Edition. VOA's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of some of the world's greatest experts on international issues. But you don't have to tune in at broadcast time. Listen when you want. Just go to voanews.com. Click the Programs tab and scroll down to International Edition.